the recession and the state budget shortfalls it has caused are creating trouble for families with young disabled children. Some states are taking away promised therapy, even though that therapy can make a difference in children's ability to learn for the rest of their lives. NPR's Joseph Shapiro has the story of one family in Nevada that's had to make a dramatic choice.
When Emily Sparr was pregnant, she caught a virus. Cytomegalovirus is a common infection, and it's harmless to most people. But when a woman is pregnant, it can be dangerous.
We were told that when he was born that he might not survive, basically. The doctor looked at us and said, "Your baby's very sick." And we're like, "Well, when can we take him home?" And they're like, "We don't know right now. He might never come home," which was pretty intense for all of us.
Owen did survive, but with a brain injury. He's 4 months old now. He looks more like a newborn with protruding ears and crinkled eyes. He can't do things that should come easily, like raise his head and keep it up or keep his balance. He's going to need a lot of therapy. The Spars live in Nevada. It's a state that's been hit hard by this recession, and it's got long waits for state-funded early intervention therapy that's so critical to children like Owen. So to make sure her son gets the care he needs, Emily Sparr is re-enlisting in the Army.
This is the hardest decision that I and we have ever had to make.
As she explains, her 2-year-old daughter Devin cries, "Don't go, Mom." It's not a sure thing that the Army will even give Owen all the care his mother thinks he needs. But Emily Sparr says the military does better than the state at providing care to disabled children. She served before and was based in Germany a couple years ago. Still, the decision to reenlist was something she thought about for a long time, along with her husband, Will.
Yeah, there's the chance that she's going to go to Iraq or Afghanistan or overseas and go to war.
Got to do what you got to do.
He's our future, and if he goes, then...
I'm willing to do it. It's worth it. I just didn't want to do it when they were so young.
Right after Owen was born in September, the Spars applied for the free therapy that Nevada is required by federal law to provide the kids with developmental disabilities. But because of statewide budget shortages, the program couldn't provide therapy for new patients. So Owen ended up on a waiting list. At the end of December, he was one of 566 children in Nevada who needed help right away, but instead were waiting.
Let's lay him on the side.
In the meantime, Owen has started some physical therapy through the state Medicaid program. But it's only a small part of the therapy he needs, and with budget cuts, it may not last for long.
Good job, buddy. Look at that. He's extending pretty nicely there.
In an open room with exercise mats and brightly colored toys, physical therapist Edwin Suarez balances tiny Owen on top of an oversized blue exercise ball.
I don't think he was doing this when I saw him a few days ago. Good job.
Nice.
Just a small thing like getting Owen to lift his head brings smiles to Emily, Will, and the physical therapist. Owen is likely to grow up with cognitive disabilities. He may need a wheelchair to get around, and he's at risk of seizures. So getting therapy like this, getting it early and getting enough of it, could determine how well Owen walks, talks, and learns for the rest of his life.
Good job.
After Owen's therapy session, Emily and Will go back to their apartment. It's cramped and narrow. Family photos are scotch taped to the wall. Will puts the baby in his lap. He lets Owen grab onto his thumbs. Then Will softly stretches the baby's fingers. It's something he and Emily learned the other day in physical therapy to help Owen get movement in his fingers.
So he doesn't get stuck with his fist into his chest. He's normally clenched like this with his elbows in, but he loves it. He normally smiles. There he's smiling now. You know, he thinks it's a game, but it's also really helping him.
They turn on the small TV. Nevada Governor Jim Gibbons is announcing the new state budget with far-reaching cuts because the state is deep in debt.
Folks, tough times always require tough choices.
The news is grim. Cuts are coming in education, health care, and social services. But then the governor says something the Spars don't expect. Instead of cutting the early intervention program that would help Owen, he wants to add more money.
And we have hundreds of children waiting to receive needed services.
Owen?
So I have included in my budget an additional $9 million.
It gives Emily a moment to reconsider her decision to reenlist in the Army. But she says that even if the state legislature goes along, the money wouldn't show up until late summer at the earliest.
There's so many kids already on that waiting list that God only knows if it's going to take 2 years for Owen to get what he needs. We're on the waiting list, but we're on, like, the bottom.
So Emily Spahr may be sent overseas, away from her family and Owen.
I know that every military family has to make that choice, but no parent should have to do it just to keep their children pretty much alive.
The last time Emily Spahr was in the Army, she was an air conditioning mechanic. This time, she's asked to get trained as a nurse. She was inspired by the nurses on the intensive care unit who were so kind to Owen. And she wants training so, no matter what, she can give Owen the care he needs. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.